This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who had previously tried all kinds of different procedures to no avail. And patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for making time to join us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about the science, the wonderful science of the body.
Yes, and it's amazing, the human body and how it operates. I mean, we take a look at the brain, you know, and it is far more sophisticated than any computer that has been created by man to date. And if you take a look at that brain, it has like 86 billion neurons in it. I mean, that's a fantastic number.
It's a huge number. It's a number that you simply cannot comprehend.
Exactly. But most of us don't realize that there's actually a second brain in the body.
No, there's not.
There is. There is not. A second brain in the body.
Where is it?
It's in the gut.
In your belly?
Yes.
Really?
It on its own. It has 100 million neurons, and they function. They can function independent of the brain.
Fascinating.
So it's known as the second brain in the body.
Okay.
So we start looking at the body. It gets very interesting. You take a look at energy fields. Now, like one of the energy fields we're most familiar with is the magnetic field around the planet.
Sure.
And we're all bathed in it every day.
We live in it.
Yes. Now, one of the technologies that we use at the Institute is thermography.
Right.
When thermography was first developed back in the 20s, they wanted to test it and isolate it from the magnetic field of the Earth.
Okay.
So all of the initial testing that was done for years was done in what's called a leaded grounded booth. And they had a radio in there, and they plugged it in. You couldn't hear anything because it was all shielded. Now, the problem was when they put the operators in to do the testing, if they kept them there any longer than 20 minutes, they collapsed.
Really?
Yes. The human body needs to be in that magnetic field. It can't function outside of it, you see.
Yeah.
We bathe in radiation. People don't realize this. People run scared of radiation. But what they don't realize that here in the United States, the states with the highest level of background radiation have the lowest incidence of cancer. In the provinces in China, the provinces that have the highest level of background radiation have the lowest incidence of cancer.
Fascinating.
Yes. So on low, something that's very damaging on high levels, even fatal,
right,
it doesn't by definition mean that on low levels that it's even harmful. It may in fact be healthy.
Okay.
For the body.
I'm with you.
This is called radiation hormesis. And one of the foremost experts on this is actually at the Victoria University up in Canada. The EMF field that's created by the heart is actually 5,000 times larger than the electromagnetic field that's created by the brain. So when we take a look at the body, there's a synchronization and integration and communication that really facilitates this thing that we call health.
Okay, we need to stop. Define your terms real quickly. Those three terms, again, just real briefly, what they are.
Synchronization is how the various energy systems within the body, the EMF fields, et cetera, how they're actually synchronizing with each other.
Okay.
Integration is how the various systems support each other within the body on a physical level, not necessarily on an energy level.
Sure.
And then communication is what makes it all happen.
Sure.
That occurs over the nervous system, but it also occurs to some extent on a non-physical level as well.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So as we look at this, the wonder really is not why do we get sick. The wonder is how do we function for 75 to 100 years and have as fewer problems as we do?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So there's something that can put a major monkey wrench in this whole thing. And it's a compromise in that brain-body connection. The synchronization, integration, and communication starts having a little bit of a hiccup here, a little bit of a hiccup there, and things don't quite work the way that they did. And yes, they may be able to put a name on it. Maybe they won't be able to put a name on it. Maybe instead of trying to contain this with a disease care approach, you might want to take a look at it from a more global approach. Perhaps healthcare instead of disease care. Perhaps correction rather than containment.
In other words, instead of trying to contain the symptoms or treat them, you worry about, okay, what's the origin of this, and what can we do to the entire system to correct the problem?
Exactly. We have been trained and raised in a society to believe that we define health as being the absence of symptoms, and it's not supported by science. So instead of defining it as the presence or absence of symptoms, attacking and getting rid of it, why don't we look at the health systems within the body, the synchrony, the integration, mm-hmm. and find out if there's a problem there. And if we have no symptoms, let's correct that. Let's not wait until it's a problem.
Well, let's talk about the brain and body connection, because you and I talk about this a lot. But for those who are just joining us for the first time, what is the brain-body connection, Lee?
Well, the brain coordinates everything that goes on in the body, and it does so through a series of communications.
Right.
And you'll find that if you take a look at the head and the neck, mm-hmm. that's the Achilles heel. You've got the single most movable bone in the neck,
right.
And it's got this thing on the top called the head.
Right.
And if it's sitting crooked on the neck, then it's going to start compromising those communications.
And by the communications, you mean to the rest of the body.
Exactly.
Which is how we end up with all the various things that people come in with you, acid reflux, headaches, migraines, vertigo, sciatica, neuralgia, arthritis, all of those things, there's an impact on them from correcting the brain and body connection, because what are we doing?
There can be an impact depending
right.
upon what's going on. In other words, that compromise in the brain-body connection has the capability of creating each and every one of those things. But does that mean that it's a cure-all? No, but it helps a lot of people with those problems.
Absolutely, it does. Perhaps it can help you. Why not contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to one of your clients, Kathy, who I guess she heard about us on the radio, too?
Yes, she did.
It's always a good thing.
It is.
Now, I understand that she reported some allergies to you and also carpal tunnel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what was so amazing to me about Kathy is that when a person's lived with something for 51 years,
yeah.
usually they give up. You know, they don't think there's anything that can ever help them.
Sure.
She had not given up. She was looking for help still, and she'd lived with this for 51 years. Now, the carpal tunnel was a more recent thing. This had started just several years before she came in to see us. So these were amongst the list of things that she was hoping to see improved to improve her quality of life. These were kind of the two that stuck out.
All right. Well, let's find out how it went for her.
Let's do.
Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to hear your voice.
We have Dr. Yardley here with me.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Kathy, I wanted to start. You had quite the list of maladies that were troubling you, and I was intrigued because you had a great deal of trouble with allergies. Tell us about what your condition was before you actually got together with the Yardley Institute.
I had pretty much lifelong problems with allergies. When I was young, well into my teens, I used to take a series of shots, and I got some relief from them. And then when I got to be an adult, I didn't take shots anymore, and I've just pretty much suffered through. You know, you take your occasional pill and hope that everything's going to work okay, and sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. But I live in a climate, Washington State, which I love, and I just put up with it. But I'm plugged up in the morning, and I have, for some unknown reason, I have an earache in the right ear that has been bothering me for several years, and the doctor, my physician that I go to, has never been able to figure out why it hurts, but it had hurt every single day.
Well, that would be very uncomfortable. And did I also understand that you had some low back pain?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That is probably the driving force behind my making the phone call and coming in to see Dr. Yardley. I love to work in the yard, and I love to go out walking because that's kind of my form of getting exercise. Well, I have found that after doing either one of those, I was hurting really bad, lower back, and so that takes you out of the game. You're not, all of a sudden, you're not so excited about going out and working in the yard, and you're not doing your walking, and it takes a long time for that to go away, and then you do it again, and same thing over and over and over again. And so for me, it was just very depressing because I was having to give up the things that I really loved, which was working in the yard and walking.
And you, I understand you work in real estate. That's, you have to be able to get around to do a good job with real estate.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the procedure. Lee wanted to jump in here.
What, yeah, Lee? I did, because you were wearing a night brace, I think, for that carpal tunnel when you first came to us as well.
I wore a brace every night to bed, both hands. And I was actually diagnosed with carpal tunnel.
Wow.
And I had had my hands were getting really, really hot, and I had some pain. It wasn't over the top pain, but just enough to let me know that something was going on. That's all gone now.
Well, let's talk about the procedure first. What was it like when you went through the adjustment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, when I went in and I had my first adjustment, I asked the doctor when he was going to do the adjustment. He had already done it. It was amazing. I can't explain it because you don't feel any. There's no pain. There's no, I don't know what it is, but it's just, they do it so gently, you're not aware of it. It's just a matter of, it seems like just a few seconds. I know it's a little longer than that, but there's absolutely no pain. You're not even aware that they're really working your body, and it's just amazing, your results.
Well, let's talk about those amazing results. Where are you with your allergies? Where are you with the carpal tunnel?
The carpal tunnel, I don't have any symptoms at all right now.
How about
I have not for some time.
How about your low back pain?
Oh my gosh, that was probably the biggest the biggest blessing in my life, to have it gone. It was really, really bothering me. Now, when I work in the yard or when I go for my walk, I don't have that lower backache on me at all for days and days on time. I don't have it at all. It's gone. And that didn't happen magically overnight. It took a few adjustments, but I'm telling you, once it took, man, it's just been wonderful.
Have the allergies improved?
The earache went away.
Wow.
And the allergies are better. They're not gone totally, but they're most definitely better.
So overall, how would you rate your quality of life? Would you say that it's turned around, or it's just kind of better, or what?
I would say that if I had not gone in there, I would have been sitting in the house, fearful to go out and work in the yard, not spending any time outside, and just not working the way that it makes me happy to be outside and enjoying life. And so I would say my quality of life has improved dramatically. And everything that I was really hoping for from the Yardley Institute definitely happened. I've got my life back. I love it.
That is tremendous. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us, Kathy. It's an amazing one.
Well, thank you very much.
You take care, Kathy. Have a good one.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That is just a dramatic story, Lee.
Isn't it?
You know, and you see this a lot of the time.
We do. We do. This is particularly apparent because it's been there 51 years.
Wow. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about rheumatoid arthritis. Do you see a lot of rheumatoid arthritis in your practice?
We do. We do. There are many forms of arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is a particularly destructive form of arthritis.
What differentiates rheumatoid from the other forms?
The other forms of arthritis, like for instance osteoarthritis, is wear and tear.
Mm-hmm. Most of us get at some point somewhere in our body.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where rheumatoid arthritis is almost thought to be an autoimmune response, where there is destruction of the joints. If you see people mm-hmm. where the fingers are really pulled off to this is rheumatoid arthritis.
And they have drugs that treat it, but they're pretty heavy duty drugs,
pretty
and they are
potent.
Massive. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah, and still more containment than anything, relief than anything.
Have you had some success treating it?
Well, let me tell you about a guy that I was walking down the hall in the institute here. Oh, this is probably about a year ago. And this gentleman sticks his head out, and he says, Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you. Now, that's usually a good thing or a bad thing. Can never be sure.
Right.
So, at any rate, I zip in. Of course, I always want to have the discussion, regardless of which it is.
Sure.
And so, at any rate, this gentleman's name was Jim, and Jim said, I just wanted to share with you something. He said, about 3 years ago, I met you and one of your staff doctors. I think it was at the home show.
Okay.
And at the time, we talked about the rheumatoid arthritis that I had. And the two of you felt that the brain-body connection could be a key to helping with that. And so I started under care, and I've actually been under care here in the office now for the past 3 years. And I just want to tell you that I went to see my rheumatologist just a few months ago. And one of the things that he reported is that my SED rate has normalized. The SED rate.
What's a SED rate?
It's a chemical test that's done, a blood test that's done, and it measures the ongoing level of destruction that's going on in the body.
Okay.
And it's classically high when you're dealing with someone with rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
But what his doctor, his rheumatologist, was in fact telling him is that his SED rate had normalized completely.
The destruction was not happening anymore.
No longer existent.
Wow.
But what was really important to him, he went on to say that even though my fingers are still deformed, I no longer have the inflammation. I no longer have the pain in the joints. I'm able to do things with these hands that I was not able to do when this disease was active. And for all intents and purposes, it appears that this has normalized for me. And I just want to thank you so much for the work that you and the doctors have done at the Institute to help me with this.
Are you surprised when that kind of story comes your way?
I love those kind of stories. But no, every week we get, stories like this from one person or another, or, you know, and it's what makes this work so great to do. I mean, sometimes my patients ask me, you know, how many, you're working 12-hour days. And I say, it's not work. When you love something as much as we do, this is not work. We enjoy it.
Now, let's be really clear here, because anytime you tell a story like this, we like to kind of clarify. Your process, your upper cervical process, the brain and body connection, this isn't a cure for rheumatoid arthritis, not automatically.
No. We don't cure. The body heals. We don't heal. The body heals. What we do is we reconnect the brain with the body so the body can know, so that the brain and the brainstem can do what it knows so well how to do, and that is to heal. That brain heals cuts, it creates babies, and it's amazing what it can do. But we don't do that. The body does that.
So if I come to you and say, I have rheumatoid arthritis, I need you to cure me, you're not going to take me as a patient, are you?
I would not. No. I would be glad to evaluate you to see if there's a compromise in your brain-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
I would explain to you that that could be part of the picture with regards to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do, and what I do exclusively, is correct that brain-body.
Tell me a little bit. We have another minute or so. We have enough time for you to share this. We don't always get a chance to talk about this. Tell everybody what the procedure actually is. When you say reconnect the brain and the body, what do you mean?
Well, mechanically, there are things that occur in our life, auto accidents, forceps used in the delivery process, that result in a situation where the head is not sitting straight on the neck,
mm-hmm.
and it's affecting the communications that go through this area. These communications begin to get garbled.
And but you mean within the brainstem and down through the spine?
Yeah, at the very top of the neck, at the base of the skull,
mm-hmm.
Is where this derangement occurs.
Yeah.
And so there's a complete study and skill set that goes with being able to measure and correct this kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do at the Yardley Institute.
So you go through the test procedure, but then is there some kind of manipulation or something that you actually do between the head and the spine? What's that like?
I would probably not use the term manipulation.
Well, that's why I used it, because I knew you'd correct me.
We introduce what's called a vectored force.
Uh-huh.
A vectored force has both magnitude and direction.
Okay.
It's based on computations taken from x-rays. And so, as I said, we have metrics. And then after we've done it, we'll take a film and measure that we've got that out of there,
mm-hmm.
whether we got a 50% correction, 80% correction.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to create the kind of corrections that can hold for long periods of time. We believe people get well by being corrected, not being corrected all of the time.
Fascinating. You can find out if you are a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's very easy. You just need to give him a call. The phone number is 866-529-1105. But, you know, it would be great if you called now because you can save some. 866-529-1105. Now, if you need to know more about the Yardley Institute, don't be shy. They've got a website. You can go check it out, yardleyinstitute.org, Yardley Institute. .org, right?
Now, more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.
Dr. Dr. Yardley, I was watching television the other night, and I saw an ad for a new drug that supposedly treats restless leg syndrome, which is that seems pretty new to me. That hasn't always been around, has it?
Actually, it has been around. I mean,
well, the malady has, but the drug has not.
The drug has not. No, when I entered practice a number of years ago, I was very familiar with restless leg syndrome within the framework of my own profession.
Uh-huh.
But the while it was prevalent, the cause of it was not widely known. We knew what it was, but most others didn't. The average general practitioner just generally blew it off. What it is, for those that may not have experienced it, is what happens is when you first go to bed, you can't keep your legs still. You keep moving them, and you keep moving them. And you feel that need to keep fidgeting and moving the legs around.
What causes that?
It actually is caused by irritation of nerves in the low back area.
Okay.
So because you're not feeling low back pain, you probably wouldn't realize that that actually is a connection between
those
two.
So now we have a drug to treat it. So end of story. Why are we talking about it?
Because the drug itself is not correcting the cause.
Really?
It's just treating effects.
All right.
You see.
So how about you talk to us about treating the cause?
Okay. Well, low back conditions, irritations of nerves down there, occur frequently because of mechanical displacements that occur down in that area.
Okay.
This can come about as a result of one leg being shorter than the other, one hip being higher than the other. And by shorter, I'm not talking anatomically shorter, but functionally shorter.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've found at the Institute is this connects directly with the brain-body connection being compromised. So we've found that once you correct that, a lot of this irritation of the nerves in the low back begins to disappear and the restless leg.
Hold it. Now, we've had this conversation before, but what you do is up around the neck.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about something down in the nether regions. How does upper above, working up there, work fix down there?
No one area impacts the body globally more than the upper neck area.
Why?
Because you'll find that the control centers for virtually everything that goes on in the body are located in this area.
Okay.
So you'll find that if you've got an irritation in this area, it creates a tension throughout one side of the spine, and this creates distortion in the hips or the pelvis. And this is what starts creating a high hip, low hip, contracted leg, or the term we use for a functional short leg, and this results in displacements in the low back and problems developing in that area.
Mm-hmm. So have you had some success with the treatment of restless leg syndrome?
I haven't. In fact, I've actually experienced it myself.
You have?
Yes, I have experienced restless leg syndrome. One particular case comes to mind, and this was a lady that came to see me. She was in her late 50s and early 60s, probably one of the worst restless leg syndrome cases that I've ever seen
in my
practice.
Why was it so bad?
Because of how extensively it was impacting her life. See, the more classic case is going to come in and they'll talk about going to bed at night and having difficulty in, you know,
settling
going
down
to sleep.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, exactly. And I've heard people using drugs. I've heard people using music, actually, to help control that. But in her particular case, it would start in the early evening, late afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was living with difficulty in being able to sit still and not get up and move around throughout the evening, on into going to bed. And this was really impacting her life tremendously.
She must not have been able to sleep much.
It did affect her sleep. Eventually, she was able to get to sleep, and she would be able to get a night's rest. In fact, this particular lady actually was registrar for the University of Washington for a number of years.
So she goes through your process, and it's all about aligning the cranium with the spine.
Right.
And unleashing the body's ability to heal itself.
Yes.
What happened?
For her, she experienced dramatic improvement. And in fact, I had the opportunity of taking care of both her and her husband for a number of years. And it reached a point where she was getting better and better. Although I must admit, it never completely went away.
Okay.
She still had some residuals of it, but it was running a good 70-80% better over what it had been. And we reached a point where we were only seeing the two of them a few times each year. And then ultimately what happened is the couple relocated down to, they were still in the state of Washington, but southeast, like right at the very corner of the state.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult for them to get up and continue with the care.
You have at least another case that you wanted to talk about too, didn't you?
Yes, we had another lady that came to see us, and she was younger. And one of the issues that she dealt with was restless leg syndrome that was affecting her on a nightly basis. Now, she was attempting to control this using nutritional approaches. Mm-hmm. So she was using calcium and magnesium, and these were helping her. These were giving her a degree of help with it, but clearly she knew that if she stopped taking that, then the problem would be right back again.
Sure.
And I took care of her over a number of years until she relocated down to Arizona. And she reported improvement of 90% in terms of her restless legs.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she did really, really well with that. And to the best of my knowledge, is doing just fine with it now, too.
So let's be really clear. This isn't a cure. You don't cure anything, do you?
Right. It's tapping into the body's inherent ability to heal itself. And make that possible by correcting a very common cause to that not being able to occur.
If you have restless leg syndrome, if you have another malady, something that is causing you pain, why not pick up your phone and find out if you would be a good candidate for Dr. Yardley's procedure? For your own personal appointment, you get a series of painless, non-invasive tests that help them determine whether or not you should be a patient.
Correct. And she, in a short period of time, saw some remarkable changes.
Well, let's talk to Ellen. One of Dr. Yardley's patients, Ellen Resilier, joins us from Federal Way. Hi, Ellen. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Well, it's great to have you on with us. Wanted to ask you, start by asking you, what was your situation before you met Dr. Yardley? Tell us about your pain, your condition.
Well, about a week before I came to see him, I fell because I have a bad leg, and I hit my head, or was going to hit it really hard, and I moved it, and I must have crinked my neck, and it just was really painful. And I had got a real bad headache, and my equilibrium was off, and I just felt terrible.
Did you have any problems with your walking after that, or your tingling or anything like that?
No tingling, but my equilibrium was. I had to be really careful and hold on to my walker.
That must have been pretty scary for you.
It was.
So you went and saw Dr. Lee Yardley at the Yardley Institute.
Yes.
Tell me what happened. What was that like for you?
Well, it was wonderful. After they got through with me, I felt much better. I still had a little, equilibrium problem. And my head was still hurting a little. But after about the second or third, I can't remember now. Anyway, it was better, and I haven't had a bad headache since then. And once in a while, if I walk too much or do too much, I kind of get my equilibrium off a little bit, but that's because of my leg.
Ellen, was it a difficult procedure? I mean, was it something where you felt that you were being dragged through this torturous experience?
I didn't even know they were doing anything. It was so easy.
Dr. Yardley?
Yes. Now, Ellen, a couple of things. Now, you had problems with ringing in the ears. You've been having ringing in your right ear for about 6 months prior to coming to the Institute.
Yes.
And how's that been doing?
That's much better. Just once in a while, I don't know why, it just starts ringing and then it goes away. It's nothing like it was.
That's great. And then also, you had numbness and pain in your foot, I believe.
My toes, yes.
Wow. And how's that doing?
I haven't had that since then I started coming to you either.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, and with that balance, you would sometimes feel like you were going to fall backwards, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's got to be scary, really
it
scary.
It is, it's very scary.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
Now, so let me ask you this, Ellen. You're obviously in a position to recommend Dr. Yardley or not recommend Dr. Yardley's work to other people. Where would you come down on this? Would you recommend his treatment to somebody else?
Oh, I definitely will. I have.
Oh, have you really?
Oh, yes.
What is it about yes, of course, it releases the pain, and that's a blessing, but is there something else about the procedure or about the people that you think is noteworthy?
Well, they're all very, very nice, and I am so thankful to have this help, feeling so much better. So I recommend them to anybody that... My daughter has migraines, and I keep trying to get her to go.
One of the things about Ellen is she's so bright and cheery when she comes in. She always has a smile for you, and we just love her.
Ellen, have you got anything else to add? How has this had an impact on your life? Are you out and about a little bit more than you were previously?
Well, yes. I walk to, I'll go over to the mall and walk 2 to 3 hours about three times a week.
Wow.
And I got out and worked in the yard a little bit. I mean, I have a fence there I can lean on and pull a little few weeds. And I haven't done that for a long, long time.
Well, now you got to help me out here. When you hit your head and were in that situation, would you have been able to go for the walk in the mall or work out in the yard at that point?
Well, if I had my walker and if somebody was with me, I did a few things like that, but not on my own. Now I go by myself.
So it sounds like you've been liberated, that you have more
exactly.
of an opportunity to live your life now.
Yes.
Well, that is just a great thing. Thank you for making the time to talk to us this morning.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Thank you so much, Ellen. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Dr. Yardley.
You take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's amazing, Dr. Yardley, how your procedure can help someone, apparently of any age.
I see so many people that think that, well, I'm too old to be helped. And when I see people coming in mm-hmm. that are 80s, even 90s,
yeah.
and they're not saying die. They've got this problem, and they want a solution for it. And it's amazing the ability that the body has of healing itself, regardless of age.
The website is yardleyinstitute.org, YardleyInstitute.org. But you know what you ought to do? You ought to call and try and make an appointment today at 866-529-1105.
Dude.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.
Dr. Yardley, we haven't talked about this in a while. There's a catchphrase, we hear people use it a lot, bandy it around, inflammation. You see it on commercials all the time, but you see inflammation a lot. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the thing about inflammation is a natural process that occurs in the body, and you need to take a look at how the body operates to understand why it's there.
Okay.
And although there are multiple reasons of why it's there, if you take a look at the body is in the end made up of cells, lots and lots of cells.
How many cells?
Actually, 150 trillion.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And what most people don't know is each and every one of those cells is in the process of dying. It's in the process of dying and being replaced.
Okay.
Every cell in the heart, every 90 days, every cell in the bloodstream, every 120 days. In fact, every cell in the human body is replaced every 7 years. And the question is, what is it replaced with? And the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell, and thank goodness for most of our lives, that's exactly what it does.
Okay.
But if there's a problem, it may begin to start replacing those cells with weak and abnormal cells.
Okay, so now you're already hitting my button, because as you know, I have a little problem with the small of my back, mm-hmm. and doctor has said to me, well, it could be a herniated disc, it could be the beginning of arthritis, and I'm going, well, you're talking about me then.
That's right. Yeah.
So you're saying that those cells in that part of my body maybe have been replenished or replaced with deformed cells?
Yes, cells that are designed to enable your body to adapt to a less than optimum situation. It's doing the best job it can, but it's got a problem, and that problem's not being addressed.
Okay.
So you've got a process of degeneration, cells dying,
yes.
regeneration, cells being replaced.
Okay.
And if the degeneration gets faster than the regeneration, it will set in play a process that we all know of as inflammation. And the body responds to inflammation by the laying down of calcium. And that's given a dozen different names depending on where it occurs in the body. If it's in your eyes, it's cataracts. If it's on your teeth, it's tartar. If it's in your blood vessels, it's plaque. If it's in your kidney, it's a kidney stone.
It's all laying down calcium.
All the laying down of calcium. And if it occurs in your joints, it's called osteoarthritis.
Okay.
So we start finding that these joints that are placed under increased stress and that they begin to break down. Hips begin to get break down and be replaced. Knees break down. Right. They have to be replaced. Low backs begin to, the necks begin to deteriorate.
This is because of the calcification and the deformation of the area?
Usually because of some kind of mechanical compromise that's going on. There's two factors to it. One, the compromised brain-body connection, so the body can't respond appropriately. And two, the particular articulation or joint is placed under a mechanical stress it can't deal with.
We better talk about the brain-body connection here for those who you don't usually listen to the show, just joined us for the first time. When you're talking about that, Lee, what are you talking about?
We're talking about the fact that the brain and the brainstem, which coordinates healing in the body, the communications between that and the body are not synced right. They're interfered with. There's a compromise going on in there.
And so what you do is line those back up. Mm-hmm. And what, the body gets out of its own way and starts to heal itself?
Exactly. We correct the mechanical interference and allow the neurology to work the way it knows how to work, and that is to heal and repair.
So I'll bet you have a story, at least one story, of an individual that came and saw you. Tell me about somebody who was suffering from this kind of inflammation or even, I guess, arthritis.
Well, one subject that fascinates me, and that is the condition of rheumatoid arthritis. It's kind of a unique combination of inflammation mm-hmm. and joint degeneration or deterioration.
Okay.
And one of the things they can do to measure that going on is a blood test called an ESR, or erythrocyte sedimentation rate. And I had this gentleman come to me a few years back, and we were out at an event, and he came up to me, and then he showed me his hands. They were deformed and mangled, and the fingers were all twisted off to
right.
the same side.
My brother-in-law has that.
Yeah, it's classic rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
And he said, what can you do about that? And my answer was, I can't do anything about that, but I may be able to help correct what could be possibly causing it in your case.
Right. You don't cure rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
But you restore the brain-body connection and let the body do what it can do.
Exactly, exactly. And so anyhow, what I said was obviously interesting enough to him that he did come in. We evaluated him, and we found that definitely he was carrying that problem. So he started with us. We got that corrected. And it was a number of months later, probably 3-4 months later, one day, I'm walking down the hallway, and he reaches out and asks to speak to me. So I go in, and I sit down, and he starts telling me, he shows me his fingers. They're still mangled. But he showed me how he could touch them, and they weren't hurting. They weren't inflamed anymore.
Because the part of the rheumatoid arthritis is, as you say, it's a combination of it's the inflammation plus the deformation, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
The inflammation had vanished?
The inflammation had settled down, yes. In fact, he was telling me, his rheumatologist had told him, that all the blood chemistries had normalized. And he was able to do things. He still had the deformed hands, but he could now do things without pain. He didn't have the inflammation in the joints. He was, for all intents and purposes, you know, from his standpoint, it seemed like he no longer had any progressing rheumatoid arthritis.
He might have, but the pain and the inflammation was dramatically reduced.
It was. And actually, we tracked him for a number of years after that. Still see him on occasion. Mm-hmm. And he's doing just great. No problems.
Really?
Yes.
Hasn't progressed further?
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's just an amazing thing. And all that by restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly. The body is designed to heal itself. It needs no help, just no interference. And if there's an interference, then there's going to be a problem. Brain-body connection is one of those possible interferences. And that's what we work with. That's what we work with exclusively.
That's what they work with at the Yardley Institute. Perhaps you ought to be maybe you are a candidate for care. And you're wondering about, you're listening to this and you're like, that sounds fabulous. You want to know more. Maybe you want to go get evaluated and find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Here's what you do. Call right now. We'll even save you some money. Usually it's $38. You save $110. Here's the phone number. 866-529-1105. Yes, you're going to need your credit card. Get it out. Get it ready. 866-529-1105. Now, you don't skimp, do you, Dr. Yardley?
Not at all.
You do the regular testing?
The full shooting match.
$38 instead of $148, but all you have to do is call right now to get that value. Again, 866-529-1105. If you're living with inflammation, if you're living with pain, this might be the best phone call you've ever made to the Yardley Institute. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally coming up next.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.